Welcome to part two of our interview with Chris Hannan, the adapter for Stars in the Morning Sky. I started asking the question before Chris cut me off. Do you know much about the set and costumes for the show?
Yeah, I know a bit. It's quite interesting. Doing the translation, I was talking to Alexander Gallien, the original writer, the writer of the play, and we got talking about where the play was set. Mm-hmm. And previously, in other translations, it just talked about it being set in a disused building. But he began to say that this disused building kind of encapsulated the whole history of the Soviet Union, and that, you know, that in pre-revolution days it would have been a church, Orthodox church.
Okay.
And then in Soviet times, the churches often became disused and they'd be used as barns for cows or for sheep, mm-hmm. just for staying for the winter or whatever. And then after that, they were used as mental hospitals. Where sometimes mental patients were kept, but sometimes also dissidents were kept. People who were discontented with the regime,
okay.
would be placed there on the pretense that they had a mental illness.
Right.
And that does sort of encapsulate kind of a huge amount of actual Soviet attitude as well.
Definitely.
As history, sort of thing, and. And pass that on to the designer, and I think she's drawn in that for her design, so that there are elements of church, there's also elements of barn, you know, things for the animals to be tethered to,
yeah.
And there's the beds of the former mental hospital, and you know, hopefully that brings with it all kinds of resonances and, mm-hmm. and so on, you know, and the language of the play does as well, you know, these prostitutes are being herded there,
yeah,
like cattle. And there's also a mental patient shows up in the play, who is a dissident. You know, he's a physicist, and he's been put in mental hospital, you know, essentially for reading the wrong books or or whatever. So, in terms of the costumes, I think it's just about. I think it's you know, it's going to be. I think Hamish has made a decision to. You know, not to update it, if you like, to keep it to being in the Soviet Union in 1980.
Yeah.
So with those kind of fashions, those 80s fashions.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a big distinction in the play between, there are a couple of the prostitutes are quite rich, you know, and quite, or at least, not riches, sorry, that's putting it going too far, but who are making good money, who are high-class prostitutes,
uh-huh.
and who are mixing with Westerners,
okay.
and who have got ambitions to go west, to leave the Soviet Union behind, and you know, so stylistically, I mean, they, you know, that there should be quite a big statement about how they're dressed,
yeah.
compared to how an ordinary, you know, Soviet person is dressed.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, thank you very much for talking to us. I can't wait to see the show, and we'll check back in with you soon. Bye.
Bye.